There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
I just heard the kid talking about dad was rather boring, and I wanted to...
No, I don't think he said it was boring. He said it was aggravating.
Well, about the same.
Boring is much easier than aggravating.
I want to give the elderly side.
Okay.
Okay. You get old... You can't drive anymore, so you're stuck at the house. Then your kids are probably living clear across country. Your friends, your family have all died except one or two kids. And you're lucky if you maybe have one friend. So you sit in the house day after day after day after day by yourself. TV is the pits.
Yep.
All the movies, you know, are remakes of stuff you've seen 30 years ago, and they get worse as they remake them. So when son comes over or daughter comes over and they ask how dad is, dad tells them what aches and pains they've got. That's the only news they have.
Yeah, well, it's the focus that they have as well.
Yeah, and then after that's through, they ask son or daughter how the grandkids are. Well, when they get done with that, what else have they got to talk about? You know, son and daughter don't come to see them often. They, you know, there's nothing really to talk about.
Well, my dear,
that's why old folks are bored.
Are cranky. Yeah, well, I agree with you. But so let's look at what your options are there. I mean, presumably, I mean, I think you're right that it's, you know, getting old is not for sissies. On the other hand, I mean, aren't there? Can you get out? I mean, you may
if
not
you
have
can't
a car.
Drive. You're screwed. You can't go nowhere.
Well, you can get a bicycle. You can walk. You can do a carpool. There's all sorts of service. There's buses. There's public transportation.
I was told that, and I tried that. Tried to get a hold of the outfit. I ended up with Rochester Hills in Florida.
Well, but Jerry, I don't want to listen.
Awfully
listen,
nice.
Jerry, you sound to me like a really smart, kind of angry woman with a lot of time on her hands and a lot of energy. And I just hate for you to sort of get that isolated. I agree with you. I think television will rot your head as quickly as anything I know.
Oh boy, that's for sure.
So the point is that there are classes, there are buses, there are church organizations, there are places that will come and pick you up and take you to places. There are senior citizen centers. You pay taxes. And part of those taxes go to supporting people at times in their life when they need it, whether it's transportation or food or medical care or whatever, or housing. And I just think that what I can see you doing is taking that anger, instead of sort of being furious, which I think you have a right to be, that you focus it, you get organized, you get a whole bunch of people together, and you go... You know, talk. You know, make a fuss at your, have a sit-in or a knit-in at your congressman's office. That you go and make sure that there are activities for you, that there's food for you, that there is entertainment for you, that there's transportation for you. Don't give up on what you feel that you're owed. Because I agree with you. I think you're owed it. The problem about our society, especially these days. You don't holler, you're not going to get, because there's so many people hollering. So holler. And I think hollering at me is perfectly fine. I mean, I don't object at all, but I'm going to be limited in my abilities to sort of swoop down and say, okay, here's the person to call. But you're smart and you have resources. Do you have access to a computer?
No. I did computers when you punched holes in them.
Well, but Jerry, computers are so easy now that they will. I mean, they're easier than a typewriter.
No, that don't work. My eyes are going.
Jerry, Jerry, don't do this. Don't do this to me. Don't do it to yourself. Don't give yourself reasons why you can't do something. The computer keypad has not changed since you typed, since you learned typing when you were in junior high school. So, and there are all sorts of machines that can make things larger. They're actually talking machines. And if you call up your local resale store, they will give you a computer. Because people, and in fact, if you call up your local recycling place, they will give you a computer. Because that people are upgrade every 10 minutes. And what do you do with the old parts? Give them to you. What do you care? You get a pet. Jerry, don't do this to yourself. And I know that there's going to be a part of you that's going to hang up the phone and say, she doesn't know, she's not old. Not yet. With any luck at all, I hope to be. And if you think I'm going quietly, you haven't understood who I am. I'm going to take my umbrella and say four-letter words on the subway. But get out there. Go take a walk around your block. Go, you know, go knock on somebody's door and say, hey, look, the next time you go grocery shopping, I'd like to come with you. Don't go quietly. Don't sit in front of that stupid television set. Don't allow yourself to atrophy. Call up the local community education place, community college, and say, look, I want to study art. I want to know, you know, can you send a bus for me? Because community colleges quite often have buses. Go get you can get reduced fares on stuff. You can go to the movies. And if you have a friend who still has a car or has a kid who has a car, call up the local college and say, look, you know, I send some kid over with their car and I'll pay their for their gasoline and buy them lunch. Don't give up on your life, Jerry, because it's all you've got. And you're smart and use that anger. And I want to... Mike, I want you to get Jerry's phone number because I want to talk with her in 1 week. Because, Jerry, I have the sense that if we just give you a shove in the right direction, you could be a real force, and a real force not only for yourself, but for people like you who are not as articulate and not as smart and as not as able to communicate. And they need you. They need you to say, hey, you know, we're not going quietly. We may be old, but we're not stupid and we're not done. So, Mikey, you get her number because I'm, you know, Jerry, I'm going to talk with you in a week and hear what you've done. All right? Do not give up. And don't give up on my trying to figure out what soda I was talking about. It's Sierra Mist, which apparently somebody figured out for me. I knew it was two words, and I knew it was clear. I think they have different flavors. I think they have lime, and they had raspberry or something. And I was at a party, and somebody had it, and it was diet. So it was clear is better because it means there's no color in it. So all right. So can we go back just a second, Manny, to the last contagion because read that for me again. One was laughter. And I've told this story before of being at a spa where they would have everybody lie down on the floor and you would put your head on someone's stomach and the next person would put their head on your stomach and the first person would start laughing. And it's absolutely irresistible. It's a great party thing. It's probably a thing to do before everybody's completely, you know, blasted out of their skull. Because then they won't be able to get up from the floor. But it's a great thing to do, and it just makes everybody cheerful. It's really fun. All right, so that's number one. So I think laughter is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you ever heard a baby laugh, everybody in the room ends up laughing. Or at the theater, when one person... I was trying to remember what I was at that had kids in it, too. And this one kid just was so... tickled, and when that kid started laughing, everybody else started laughing as well. So I absolutely agree with that. Okay, then what were the other ones? The other two were a little more negative. What were the other two?
George said, or he said laughing, and then he said, and the abuse of discretion or power.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's contagious, but there does seem to be, you know, and hopefully it's not. I do agree that the you know, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. But with the internet and cameras and, you know, I would like to think that that's a little bit more of a stabilizing influence because I think people assume that the rules don't apply to them, but they probably have stopped assuming that the cameras don't apply to them. Somewhere there's going to be somebody with a camera. And I would hope that that has stopped a little bit of the spread of arrogance and entitlement and abuse. that people who although that's as I was talking about. About righteous thing about well I'll tell you what about it when we come back about the whole idea about the destruction of the middle class and the problem that that is for democracy. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Would love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we were talking about contagion and social contagion that didn't have anything to do with what antibiotics would take out of your system. And we talked yesterday about Bruce Jenner and his very public declaration of what apparently had been a long-standing issue for him, even though most of us didn't know about it, but apparently his ex-wives did and his sister did. And I just asked folks what advice they would offer him if they had an opportunity. And we got so many more responses that we decided to sort of go and revisit it for a moment today. There you go.
All right. Let's see. I'm just trying to check the comment we left off with yesterday. We had quite a few more that came in.
Okay.
Over the last day since the show ended yesterday. We'll go to Clay. Clay says, the notion that I have any advice for this man is silly. How could I? I know nothing about his situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of looking more to your own sensibilities. Obviously, you know, I'm not suggesting that we're going to send him all of your emails, but it's an interesting question. Obviously, lots of people felt that they did, and you felt strongly enough to respond. So, I mean, the idea, look, I'm a psychologist, and I'm very careful about not psychoanalyzing people that I've never met. I don't think that's an ethical choice. But I think the idea that it's an opportunity to think about, first of all, being kind to somebody as opposed to judgmental. And so it's from your own heart. I mean, we quite often don't know a whole lot about people's situation when we offer them advice. Our advice really speaks more to who we are than who they are, what their situation is. Okay.
Bess says, let's see. She says, aren't you up on manslaughter charges related to the car crash a while back? I would concentrate on this and spend your days offering prayers for the deceased victim and put yourself last.
That is a point that hasn't come up very recently.
I've been talking about that lately.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Okay, good point. Although it does also answer part of the question about, you know, the distraction is distracting.
Hmm. Very true. Chris says, she says, keep remembering the good this will accomplish in the world.
Keep remembering the good that a sex change operation will affect in the world. Okay, I'm not sure how much impact it will have in the rest of the world. It will presumably have great impact and already has had great impact on his life and on the people that are near and dear to him and that know him and treasure him. Not sure how much work. I think the Supreme Court's decision today may have more of an effect on, certainly on a larger group of people. Okay, keep going.
Carol says, stay far, far away from kids at first. No, she says, stay far, far away from Chris, talking about Kris Jenner. I misread that. I thought she was saying kids at first, and I was going to say, whoa. But,
yeah.
No, she says, stay far, far away from Chris.
Yeah, apparently there has been some fuss there, which I don't know anything about, except what the rest of you know, so...
Stacy says, along with changing your gender, change your political party affiliation. Okay.
What is his political party affiliation?
I have no idea. I have no idea which side he leans to.
Let's see if we can. You go ahead. I'm just going to Google Bruce Jenner's politics.
Let's see. Sarah says, people cannot judge others. We all have our own issues, problems, and crosses. No one is perfect. Everyone is made in God's image, so there is no such thing as a mistake.
He's a Republican. It's apparently, Jenner's a Republican. He was born in Mount Kisco, New York, grew up in Newton, Connecticut, and Sleepy Hollow, New York. There's actually, he's a Republican. There you go.
Elaine says, please don't do a reality show about it. Keep it private. Although I think that's what he's going to do. Doesn't he have a...
I don't know.
I thought I heard something that he's going to be doing a some sort of, like, not reality show, but like a documentary that's going to follow him around, like, leading up to the point where his transformation is, like, complete.
I think.
I don't know. I may have misheard on that, but I thought I heard about that.
Let's get our old Google friend here.
I can't
here.
Say that would surprise me either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it wouldn't me either. We talked yesterday about the fact that this man has lived for the last, 40 years or something in the spotlight. News for Bruce Jenner reality show. One day ago, E! Will air a new documentary series about Bruce Jenner's gender transition. He was in Keeping Up with the Kardashians recently. There are a few things we hope the new show will offer. Kim Kardashian doesn't want Bruce Jenner to document his transition in a new reality show. Bruce Jenner's ex-wife, Linda Thompson, speaks out. Ron Kardashian tweets support. There you go. The picture they have is a 40-year-old picture of Bruce on the Google. The risk to his new reputation. Bruce Jenner on Friday was poignant, transferring himself from Goofy Dad on a tawdry reality show. New reality show, yep, 3 days ago. You're absolutely right. Okay. I think that would be my advice would be exactly what the other person's advice was, which is don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that you have people's sympathy at this moment. And, I mean, although you did notice, you know, quite often when things like this happen, the publicist says, we ask the public to respect their privacy. notice that hasn't been, slightly alluded
point.
To here.
That's a good
no
point.
Privacy. Yeah. Put the spotlight on me. Hey, folks, it's on me.
Yeah. Boy. Let's go on to Danette. She says, please keep this as private as you can. Don't put yourself on display or it would seem like you are doing it for attention.
Maybe a little late on that, but
yeah,
I hear what you're saying. But
she goes on to say, plus, pay some attention to your 17-year-old daughter dating a 25-year-old man, drinking with him and drinking with him at her 17th birthday party. Where I live, that is illegal, and right now I think she needs some parental intervention.
Okay. The car crash likely won't serve jail time. It was a multi-car accident that occurred on February 7th. Okay. So, all right. Yeah, I think the idea, as I said, that usually when these kinds of things happen, that someone's pleading for privacy and respecting, and not so much here. Brenda, you'll be next. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Brenda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
My pleasure.
My daughter's in college, and she just last year she got a roommate at an apartment, and the roommate is not that she doesn't wash, rinse her dishes out, and things get hardened and stuck to stuff, and she doesn't take out the trash, she doesn't vacuum. I mean, you know, so my daughter ends up doing all this, and it's getting a little resentful. And so she wants to to have a conversation with her about, you know, pulling her share of the loan.
Okay.
She doesn't know if it'll change anything because this girl is very involved in school and she doesn't have a whole lot of free time. She's a leader and everything. And so I was wondering if you'd have any tips for me on what she might say.
All right, let me get a little more information. Whose name is the lease in?
Both of them.
Okay. Did they know each other before they started being roommates?
Yes.
Did they split the rent evenly?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here's. So I think certainly it's okay to talk about how much longer does the lease go?
Well, it's out in August, but my daughter would like to have her for a roommate next year. You know, she doesn't know anybody else she'd rather live with, and so.
Now may be a good time to talk about it because one of two things will happen. Either the roommate will, because I'm going to give you some suggestions, the roommate will say, okay, at which point they can sign a new lease in August, or the roommate will be unhappy, either will say, no, I'm not going to do that, or be unhappy. And so either of which, I mean, you know, if it was a year forward, I think you'd have to proceed a little bit differently. But given the fact that are the two of them going to stay around for the summer? Are they both going to be in that apartment for the summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
They will. Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's what I would do. I would, first of all, before your daughter goes to talk with a roommate, she needs to make a comprehensive list. When I say comprehensive, I mean it, because she can't say, all right, I need for you to wash, you know, to rinse the plates and put your dirty clothes in the hamper. And then once the roommate starts doing that, she says, oh, and by the way, you have to take out the trash and you have to vacuum. So she needs to have, the list needs to be the list. All right, number one. And all right, so once she's got the list, then I think there are three approaches. One is to say, you know, we never really talked about this when we took the apartment, but moving forward, it may have occurred to you that I get a little cranky sometimes, and the reason I get cranky is, okay, we're Felix and Oscar, and I'm the neatnik, but it occurs to me that we're probably going to be able to get along easier if we both agree that these are the tasks that need to be done around the house. And I was thinking that here are my three options. One is that you could pick the ones that you would prefer doing, because, for example, some people don't mind doing laundry, but they really hate washing dishes. Or some people don't mind vacuuming, but they really don't like dusting. So with the comprehensive list, you could say, all right, here's one possibility is that you pick the ones that are less odious to you and I'll do the rest. Or, you know, that we'll, all right. The second is that we draw that every week we or once a month we have we put all the things that we want to get done. And if there's things you want to add to the list, we can do it as well. And we just pull them out of a hat. And so whomever has so that the task will alternate, and it just so it's going to be the luck of the draw of who gets to do what. The third possibility is that you pay me to do some of these things that I, you know, that it, I know you're busy, and so I'm willing to be the kind of maid to do that. Or the fourth possibility, so I'm evolving more as we go along, the fourth possibility is that we each put in a certain amount of money and get somebody in once a week to do all these things, to do the vacuuming and do the bathrooms and to dust and to run the dishwasher and whatever. So those are basically the possibilities. One is that you choose which, and if there are any tasks that I've left off, we can add those as well. The second is we do a lottery every month. We just pull. The third is that you don't have to do any of them, and we agree on that you pay slightly more rent, which essentially means that instead of splitting the rent evenly, that we add a 10% or 5% surcharge to your rent, and I'll do those for the 5%. Or the fourth possibility is that we hire somebody to come in once a week or every 2 weeks and do the things that we don't like.
Okay. Yeah, those are good ideas. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, and the whole point is that she's not saying, look, you're a big slob, She's saying, I like things a bit neater than you do. I know that you're busy. So, and we, you know, I would really like for us to move forward together. And you may notice that I get kind of cranky, and this is why. So, and it may have been that the other woman, especially since she's not exactly a neatnik, doesn't even notice that, you know, she doesn't even know what she's doing wrong. She knows that your daughter gets kind of unhappy with her occasionally, but she doesn't know why. So this could be really good communication. And it's really not saying you're not doing your fair share. It's saying, here are the four possibilities. Which do you like best in terms of doing something?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Dr. Joy. I will let my daughter know these, and maybe she can get this remedied.
Yeah, but I think that the clue to all of it is going to be, first of all, her tone is that she's sort of going in and saying, look, I really like having you as a roommate. This would make the situation even better for me if, 'cause it occurs to me that we do different, you know, that I do some of the things and I haven't mentioned it, but here's what would make me happier. Here's some possibilities. Tell me what you think. And I would do it probably as quickly as possible so both of them have the sense. And she's really not, she's not saying you're not pulling your fair share. She's not saying you're a slob. She's just saying, here, you know, we have slightly different perspectives on this. And, you know, how do you feel about it? And see where she gets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. 855-993-7569. Giving people options is usually not, there's nothing that's 100%, but usually is a better kind of strategy than saying, all right, you have to do this. And you can hear by either the lottery or I'm willing to do the task if you pay me, or that we can, you can choose which task you like and don't like, that it's giving people options. And most people respond much better to options than saying, all right, this is what you have to do. Or, you know, I'm not going to do this unless you do this. Okay? All right, let's go back to Bruce Jenner land. I should tell you, I sort of Googled the legal problems, and it turns out that when the accident first happened, everybody was convinced he was going to go to jail, and now they're saying he probably wasn't, that he probably won't do jail time, that there may be a civil suit, but it's apparently going to involuntary manslaughter. So mm-hmm. That's what they're now saying. But I think it probably doesn't hurt to have all this sort of distraction going on.
Yeah, no kidding. Marie says something that's kind of been repeated a few times by folks. Keep your life private.
Good luck. You know, I think that a huge number of us feel that way, is that this is a really important kind of transition. And he's clearly still transitioning in that he still wants to be called as a male. He wants to be called Bruce, and it turns out that his second wife, with whom he had a couple of kids, she was only married, Linda Thompson was only married to him for 5 years, and she said he was too good to be true, and figured out that was true. And during that time that they were married, he told her that he felt that he was, you know, that he should have been a woman, and was actually talking about leaving the country and was taking hormone treatments, and the kids noticed. And one of the things that I thought about doing, except it seems to me a little patronizing, was helping Bruce to pick out a name. But apparently he had already picked out a name. He was going to leave the country and come back as a woman and be introduced to everybody as Auntie Heather. So apparently he already has a name that at least at that point was picked out.
Betsy says, learn to do some makeup. As it stands, he just looks like an aging hippie.
Folks, I agree that that some people, I mean, the person I talked about, Roberta, had transitioned from a man to a woman, and she was beautiful. I don't know that we're ever going to use that term for Bruce, but, I mean, look, I don't think we decide we're going to change our sex because we don't feel very pretty. You know, I think that, you know, all right, enough said about that. I don't think that people necessarily switch. I mean, changing your sex is not like changing your lipstick or, you know, getting your eyebrows plucked. We're talking about major kinds of shifts of psyche, of anatomy. So I hear, but... I'm walking away from that one, I think. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're still talking about Mr. Jenner, who's temporarily, at least, Mr. Jenner. And his wife has come out saying that she would have taken the secret to the grave that she has known for a long time. who he was, and in fact tried to do some counseling. She said if she'd known that that's how he felt before she married him, she wouldn't have married him. But she then says she's glad because they had the two kids together, and she thought he was a really nice guy. And so, alrighty, so let's hear what other folk are saying.
Genevieve says, "Be happy. You have only one life to live."
Truly.
Mandy says, "I would offer that the GOP is not going to work out for him."
Well, there is that, isn't there?
Patty says, "Don't make everything public. Geez, we don't want to know."
Well, I don't know. Yeah, apparently someone does, or he thinks that they do, or whatever.
Pablo says, "Do what makes you happy. No one can tell you how to live your life. You're not doing anything illegal."
No, true.
Rob says, "Be happy, be free. Your life is your life. Have sympathy for the haters."
Well, I mean, I think that's been one of the really remarkable things about you all, is that there hasn't been that. That there's been, I mean, I think some of you are feeling like, okay, enough already. But no one has said, has sort of called down the heavens to punish, or saying that, you know, that leave well enough alone. I think you guys are being enormously sympathetic, and so good for you.
Gary says, "You're going to be an amazing role model for so many young people taking control of their lives rather than hearing reports of suicide on the news. Congrats, Bruce, and wish you a very long and happy life. Live, love, and laugh."
There you go. I mean, and I think there is that, and certainly the reason to be public. Although now that he's come out, I don't know how much more public. I mean, doing a reality show and a documentary, and, you know, I don't know that that's exactly what needs to happen. But listen, as I said, this is a man who's lived his entire life essentially in the spotlight, so it may be hard to give up. What can I tell you?
Lois says, "I hope it's going to be worth all the obstacles. At age 65, I really don't see the point. Just saying."
Well, wait a minute. Let's look at that a little bit. I think this is, first of all, not an uncommon phenomenon of people sort of looking at how much life they have left. And I think there are a couple of factors. First of all, that it's certainly not unusual for people to get to a point in their life and think, I'm tired of following rules that don't work for me. And then I think that happens. I mean, the old joke is, you know, the two old people who go in to talk with their lawyer and say, "We want a divorce." Said, "Look, you've been married 65 years. Why now?" And he said, "We're waiting for the children to die," which is kind of a pun on the parent, that a lot of people do things once their parents have died because they didn't want to let their parents down. Especially, I think, true for men as well. Well, I think for men tend to change jobs, get out of a job that they didn't like once their father dies, or at least traditionally that's what's happened. Women tend to get out of relationships once their parents die because they didn't want to deal with their parents' disapproval, or letting their parents down, or making their parents unhappy, or however we want to say it. So I think there is that number one of feeling like at some point, you know, my life needs to belong to me. I think second, which is not exactly the same, but certainly overlaps, of how much time do I have left, and do I want to grab some happiness while there's still some happiness to grab? So the notion of people either getting divorced after long periods of time, or doing sex change, or going and working in Nepal, or whatever it is, that I think is not unusual. As I was kidding one of the callers earlier, is that I view my whole life as being practicing to be a rotten little old lady on the train, hitting people with their umbrellas and swearing, just because it's nothing that I feel very comfortable about now. And I probably won't actually do it just because I'm really not very mean. But who knows? Maybe I'll get meaner. The idea being that the constraints, at some point, you look at the constraints under which you've lived your life and say, first of all, they make any sense. Or first of all, am I happy? And second of all, do they make any sense? And third of all, if I knew, you know, if I have 100 years to live my life, maybe I can afford to be in some kind of middle ground for a while. But if I know that I have 10 years to live my life, I've told the story before of a news anchor, very popular news anchor in San Francisco, who called me up the night he found out he had pancreatic cancer. And he said, I need to talk with you, and went over to the hospital, and he said, I'm gay, I want to come out. And I said, okay, but understand that I'll help you do whatever you want to do, but understand that you're going to get some grief about it, of people who said, well, that the pancreatic cancer is God's punishment on you and all sorts of, but I'll help you do whatever you choose to do. You just can't go into it with the assumption that everybody's going to be thrilled with you. And my guess is that, I mean, Bruce Jenner was married, what, to Linda Thompson, I think in the, was it the 80s or something? I mean, 30 years ago. And so, I mean, she's kept that secret, and he's not made it public until fairly recently, until, you know, the last, what, couple of months. So there, I think there is that sense at 65. I mean, you know, I would guess from your response that you're not anywhere near 65, but at some point, 65 may not seem all that old. And the idea of, well, I mean, especially that there, it's not unusual to have people who are living to hundreds. So you're talking about another 25, 35 years of your life left. And that's a long time to be miserable.
I got to say, too, that's awfully big of his ex-wife to keep that kind of close to the vest and not say anything, because sometimes, you know, when you have,
especially in a divorce, yeah,
I mean, you know, people sometimes, you know, and I don't know how their divorce in particular went, but you know, you get, people are upset, people get emotional, and sometimes, you know, things just come out, and it's interesting that his ex-wife, you know, was big enough.
He has two of them.
Yeah.
That and both of them kept his secret.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And his sister kept his secret. Now, sister is probably a little different because that's family. But I agree that an ex... I mean, I think that says something about... I think it says something about three things. I think it says something about their discretion. I think it says something about the fact that he must be a fairly nice guy,
mm-hmm.
Which everybody seems to think. And also... I'm trying to think what the third thing was, that they were honorable, he was honorable, and because those secrets are hard to keep, you know. And as you point out, there's that tendency to want to sort of be the good guy. So yeah, good on all people involved, that they kept the secret, they were discreet. And I think it does say something positive about both of them and their relationship. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.